Your Excellency President Yi Jae-moon, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, a very warm welcome to President Yi and his delegation. President Yi, you were a gracious host when I visited South Korea in November last year, and I'm pleased to be able to return your warm hospitality so soon after on your first visit to Singapore as president. Last year, Singapore and South Korea celebrated 50 years of diplomatic ties, and we elevated our ties to a strategic partnership. In just 4 months, we have made considerable progress in implementing this strategic partnership. We had just an exchange of quite a number of MOUs earlier, and President Yi and I also reviewed the strong momentum in our meeting just now. Let me share some highlights. First, we are strengthening our trade and economic ties. Singapore's investments in Korea have more than doubled since 2020. Companies like PSA, Singapore Airlines, and CapitaLand are deepening collaborations with Korean partners across logistics, aviation, and real estate. Korea's investments in Singapore have also grown steadily. Leading firms like Hyundai, Lotte Group, and Hanwha Ocean are not only doing more here, but also using Singapore as a hub to access opportunities across Southeast Asia and beyond. This robust growth builds on the strong foundations laid by the Korea-Singapore FTA, which entered into force in 2006. Over the past two decades since then, the global trading landscape has evolved significantly, with greater emphasis on supply chain resilience, digital trade, and the green transition. And so President Yi and I agreed to upgrade our FTA to ensure it remains forward-looking, relevant, and beneficial to our businesses and workers. Second, we are partnering each other to advance our green ambitions. Securing sustainable and reliable sources of clean energy will be critical to both our countries. Singapore is studying the potential of nuclear energy as part of our longer-term energy mix, and we hope to learn from Korea's expertise and experience. We have commenced negotiations on a nuclear cooperation agreement, and I look forward to its swift conclusion. Third, we are working together at the frontier of technology. Our new MOUs will facilitate joint research and talent exchanges in areas like advanced manufacturing and other high-value sectors, ensuring we remain competitive and innovative. President Yi and I also agreed to deepen cooperation in artificial intelligence, or AI, and to work towards a bilateral framework for specific areas of AI collaboration. We will also work together on areas of common interest in the wider digital domain. And at the same time, our agencies will strengthen cybersecurity cooperation so that we can seize the opportunities of this digital age in a safe and trusted manner. Fourth, we are bringing our civil servants closer together. Later this year, Singapore will host the inaugural edition of the Singapura program, a bespoke program for South Korean senior officials to exchange experiences and best practices. Next year, we hope to start a broader civil service exchange program to promote two-way interactions and deeper institutional linkages. These initiatives will build stronger relationships between our policymakers and facilitate even closer collaboration in future. Finally, our people-to-people ties are flourishing. South Korea is a global cultural powerhouse. Singaporeans are avid fans of K-drama and K-pop, and many travel to Korea to experience your rich culture and heritage firsthand. The Korean band BTS is performing here at the end of the year, and I understand that Singapore is their longest stop in Asia outside South Korea and Japan, so we look forward to welcoming them. Singapore, of course, is much smaller than Korea, but I'm glad that interest is just as strong in the other direction. We welcome the many Korean visitors who come each year to Singapore, as well as the vibrant Korean community that lives, works, and studies here. They add to the richness and diversity of our society and strengthen the bonds between our people. Beyond bilateral ties, we are also working closely together to advance our shared interests in open trade, multilateralism, and digital connectivity, both regionally and through plurilateral frameworks like the Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership, or RCEP, and the Digital Economy Partnership Agreement, or DEPA. Singapore also looks forward to commencing negotiations to upgrade the ASEAN-Korea Free Trade Area. And as coordinator for ASEAN-Korea Economic Relations, we are committed to working with all parties to deliver a meaningful and substantial outcome. In an increasingly complex and dangerous world, trusted and like-minded partners matter more than ever. I am glad that Singapore can count the Republic of Korea as a valued and reliable partner. So, President Yi, I look forward to working closely with you to bring our strategic partnership to even greater heights in the years ahead. Thank you.
Your Excellency, Prime Minister Lawrence Wong, and dear Singaporeans, thank you very much for your warm welcome and your hospitality. It is significant that we're meeting again in 4 months since our summit meeting in Seoul in November last year. Both Korea and Singapore leveraged limited resources and geopolitical challenges as a driver of growth in the 20th century during national building and modernization, and we have successfully transformed ourselves into exemplary middle powers. Prime Minister Wong and I shared a view that the two countries can be trusted partners in overcoming a new set of challenges in the 21st century, the era of hyper-uncertainty. Against this backdrop, we have agreed to further strengthen our bilateral cooperation based on the strategic partnership that was elevated last year in commemoration of 50 years of diplomatic ties. We have agreed to reinforce our cooperation in the economic sector, which has been driving our bilateral relations, while also accelerating innovation in advanced technology sectors such as AI and strengthening the foundation for cooperation in the military and security areas. To this end, our two governments adopted one joint statement and signed 5 MOUs. We will continue to engage in close communication and move swiftly to execute these initiatives. Allow me to share some of the highlights of today's summit in more detail. First, as leaders of regional free trade order, the two countries agree to further strengthen our economic relations and cooperate more closely for economic security and strategic investments. So we agreed to launch negotiations to upgrade the Korea-Singapore FTA and adopted a joint statement in this regard just a moment ago. Prime Minister Wong and I agreed to upgrade the bilateral FTA, which is celebrating the 20th anniversary this year, to fully reflect changes in the trade and economic security environment and technology development. We have also decided to pursue close investment cooperation in a more strategic manner. The Korea Development Bank and Seviora, an asset management group of state-owned investment company Temasek, signed an MOU on investment partnership, which will lead investment cooperation between our two countries further. More investments in promising Korean SMEs and emerging industries will lead to mutually beneficial growth of our two economies. We have also agreed to sign an MOU on smart farm cooperation as soon as possible. We will expand cooperation to strengthen food security and promote sustainable agriculture using advanced technology.
Second, we agreed to expand comprehensive cooperation in advanced technologies and energy security. In order to further deepen cooperation in artificial intelligence, our two countries have agreed to pursue the conclusion of an AI cooperation framework. Through expanded joint research and investment in industrial innovation based on physical AI and the practical application of AI in everyday life, we will secure the momentum of our AI cooperation. We expect that by combining the advanced AI capabilities and innovative industrial ecosystems of our two countries, we will generate strong synergies and accelerate AI development across the region. Furthermore, through the MOU on cooperation in artificial intelligence and digital technologies for public safety and the MOU on enhanced cooperation in the field of intellectual property, signed today, our two countries will further our collaboration to expand the use of AI in public safety and administrative services. These initiatives will serve as an important milestone in advancing our shared vision for AI for all. We also concluded the MOU on science and technology cooperation to strengthen collaboration in quantum computing, space and satellite technologies, the MOU on space and geospatial information for environmental and pollution issues to share and validate satellite data for air quality research, and the MOU on civil nuclear cooperation to jointly develop business models and share relevant information in the SMR sector. Building upon the achievements of today's discussions, we look forward to further consolidating our existing cooperation in trade, investment, and infrastructure while expanding the scope of our partnership into promising future-oriented fields such as AI, nuclear energy, and advanced science and technology. Third, we agree to further expand cooperation in the field of security and continue working together to promote peace and stability in the region. We agreed to broaden our ongoing joint research in defense technologies and to continue discussions on enhancing defense capabilities based on advanced technologies. We will also strengthen our cooperation in responding to transnational crimes, including online scams and cyber threats. The Republic of Korea reaffirmed our strong support for Singapore's role as the ASEAN chair next year. Furthermore, we will work closely with Singapore to further elaborate and advance the vision of the CSP, which was proclaimed at Korea-ASEAN Summit last year, to serve as a contributor in realizing dreams and aspirations, a springboard for growth and innovation, and a partner for peace and stability. Singapore is a place of great significance, having hosted the historic United States-North Korea Summit in 2018. I would like to express my sincere appreciation to the Prime Minister for his strong support for our government's efforts to promote peace and stability on the Korean Peninsula and to resume inter-Korean dialogue. 8 years ago, Singapore demonstrated exceptional diplomatic leadership for peace through communication and engagement. I am confident that Singapore will continue to play a constructive role in promoting peace on the Korean Peninsula and across the region. We also discussed the recent developments in the Middle East. We assessed the impact of the situation on global security and the world economy, including the energy supply chains, and shared the hope that stability and peace will soon be restored in the Middle East. I firmly believe that this visit will further strengthen the friendship and trust between our two countries and elevate our strategic partnership to a new level. Once again, I extend my heartfelt gratitude to the government and people of Singapore for the warm hospitality extended to me and my delegation. Thank you very much.